Node K2PCB-P connected to node 47338.
Degrees, and it's a little bit breezy outside. I'm just set up outside Gordon Portable at the moment. But if you were in the van, I tell you, it'd be screaming hot. In fact, Carol probably told Denise, we had a power cut last night, and it was off for a couple of hours, so I set the van up with a big telly and just ran it off the inverter, just to watch a little bit of telly. But equally, I did fire the radios up as well, because I've got a 12-volt battery here as a standby, so I did have a little bit of time on the radios as well when everything else was dead. So my plan B mode sort of paid dividends both in the motorhome and outside here. The funeral went okay, as good as it can be. They're a bit upsetting, aren't they? It was a bit of a religious funeral as well, a full-blown, you know, Catholic funeral. So there was a lot of hymns and prayers and stuff. So you can be either with the flow or against the flow. Me and Carol have got our own views on that, and it was obviously different than the families. But you go for them, don't you? Not for the religious part of it. But yeah, it was good to see the folks again. Carol was brought up with them. You know, she's known them for a long time, really. So I went for Carol's benefit more than anything, but all over.
Yeah, okay, you just hit the timeout button there. It was a pretty good timing. Let me just get a full reset. Yeah, okay, mate. Yeah, I'm not one for religious ceremonies, especially funerals. And even weddings, I'm not all that keen on it, and christenings and all that. Not my cup of tea, but like yourself, if there's family involved or close friends, you just go along for go there for the beer, don't you? Or you just go there to be respectful, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, get you on that one. all good on your sort of short trip before you do the big one down south. It seems like us guys are sort of getting in, out and about at similar times, but past only occasionally crossing. But that's, you know, that's all right with me, and I'm sure it is with you. You know, it's nice to meet up, but, you know, it ain't always possible. There's something else you mentioned there I don't want to come back on. The batteries, you were talking about, oh yeah, you said about the power cut last night, yeah. I did get wind of what was happening, and I sort of imagined you being in the van watching your TV, because you've got no power indoors. Ingenious, mate. I might do that, actually. I've got a set of jump leads, so, you know, it's not difficult to do. As you say, I might just do it as take a fully charged battery as a backup plan. But we'll see. It's got voltage in it, you know. It should give me some extra power above what I've got with the leisure battery. But I'll watch this space. I'll let you know on that one. What are your plan for the weekend? As yet, we've got nothing planned apart from meeting someone for coffee on Sunday morning. But at the moment, I'm not really sort of up for much more than that sort of thing. I'm still sort of feeling quite drained. I've lost half a stone. I'm still not looking skinny, though, Pete. Not like you. I've still got me beer belly. but it's going slowly, but you know, it is what it is. Back to you, M7UKP G0CDX.
M7UKP Kilo Pepper returning. Well, thanks for the skinny quotes. Yeah, that'll make Carol laugh. Blinking heck. And you ain't got a beer valve, you don't do beer, do you? Yeah, I've always said it, you know, you need a little bit of meat on your bones if you're going to be pooley, because at least you've got some there to live off, haven't you? You've got a little bit of blubber to live off. And you'll be right, I can tell you're not right, you're not your bubbly self, but you'll be right eventually, mate, once it settles down and the tabs have kicked in. You'll be fighting fit. And, yeah, I know if you put a dodgy battery with a good battery, it'll just drain the good battery. But I think if you've got two batteries that are 70%, two batteries that are sort of 80%, it might just work, Paul. So you're never going to know unless you try. I'm not saying it's going to save you money in the long run, but you'd be able to do a test, wouldn't you, just to see if you can get 3 days off-grid. You can always plug into an electric supply on the campsite if you wish. So just pay for the pitch, you know, without any lucky, over.
Yeah, Roger, that was the intention, is to pay for the pitch without any lucky. I'll tell you what, when we went down to Tyne Valley Motorhomes, or up there, it's about 30 miles north of us the other day, they had so many vans in there, Pete. I could have walked around for hours, but I didn't have the energy, to be fair. But they had so much stuff there. And, and some of the prices of some of them were just... They had... the lowest price they had was around about 36k. But the highest prices, there was some that was at like 140 grand. And they weren't all motorhomes, so camper vans as well, but you know yourself, the camper vans, or if they're a coach built one, they've got all the equipment that any motorhome's got. There's not a lot of difference between a proper coach built camper van and a coach built motorhome, apart from the body being plastic or metal and slightly slimmer, but there ain't a lot of difference. Some of the vans they had there was a few that had quite a nice, that was like 6.5 metres long. Let me just take a pip. Where mine's a 6 metre, the 6.5 metre ones, quite a bit of hangover at the back wheels, but that little extra bit of space at 6.5 metres, might be probably where if we ever went down the route of buying another van. So it would be almost perfect in between a camper van and a motorhome, if you get my drift there, Pete. Back to you, G0CDX.
M7UKP returning. That sounds scary, mate, once you start looking. I've done the same with cars myself. Oh, we'll just go have a look. And a couple of weeks later, it's sitting on your drive. So watch this space. I did notice yours, the overhang at the back. I mean, it's easy for parking, isn't it, a 6 metre van. Easier for getting round town. I think you're right. The same sort of width as your van, but a little bit longer. I think if you look at the square surface, the square... I'm trying to say, not cubic feet or cubic metres, the extra cubic metres that 3 foot at the end it gave you, it's outstanding, isn't it, if you think of it. If you think of it as cardboard boxes, just think what you could put in the boxes. The one that parked up next to us whilst we were in Hartrome in Nottinghamshire, that had got the same sort of overhang and was a similar length to ours, you know, 7.1, 7.3. As it got that extra room, obviously. But, it depends on how interested you are in looking, Paul, and, where you want to go. I don't think yours has got that many miles on it now, and you haven't really... I think you've had it for 12 months now, probably, which has gone super quick, hasn't it? But I know you like to keep them relatively new, so they keep the money. But you know whether you can afford to get it on the drive or not, Ted. Over.
Yeah, okay, Pete, G0CDX returning. Yeah, no, I wasn't seriously thinking about getting rid of our one at the moment, I was thinking maybe if I'm still quite healthy in 5 years' time, maybe I wouldn't get into that one now. The problem is when you buy off of a dealer, as soon as you drive them out of their forecourt, they've lost a lot of money, as you know. And I think, whereas you bought your one, you've had it, I don't know how long you've had it, but you've had it quite a few years. They get to a point where the bottom money is about 30 grand. You're not losing as much. Once you've had them a few years, the loss is, probably only a couple of grand a year, whereas when you first get them, you're losing big money because you're driving them off the forecourt. You take it back the next day and he'll offer you 5 grand less than what you pay for it and try and sell you something that's 5 grand higher than what it's worth. It's big numbers. We wouldn't get rid of it, but when you're walking around these places and you see some of the layouts and that, that's nice. The trouble with the overhang at the back, Pete, when we had the last van, that overhang, because the beds were here, we'd get in bed and someone would turn over and the van would be rocking because it had quite a long overhang, whereas this one is stable because the back wheels are sort of planted at the back. If you know what I mean. So, it sort of swings and roundabouts, isn't it? You give up space get something else, if you know what I mean. I think, I think it was Tony Walker that said to me years ago, or a few years ago, you'll never keep the same van. You'll never keep the first van that you buy, because that just teaches you what you really want. And I think that's true, and I think once you're on your third van, you probably get the van there.
Node 4-7-3-3-9-0. Connected to node 4-7-3-3-8. Node K 2-PCB-P disconnected. Node K2-PCB-P connected to node 4-7-3-3-8. Node 4-7-3-3-9-0 connected to node 4-7-3-3-8. Node K2-PCB-P disconnected.